Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Broke, USA, From Pawn Shops to Poverty, Inc. How the Working Poor Became Big Business by Gary Rivlin is an investigative look at the modern economy of poverty in the United States. Rather than treating financial hardship as an abstract statistic, Rivlin follows the everyday reality of families living paycheck to paycheck and the industries that profit from their instability. The book maps a landscape of storefront lenders, rent-to-own retailers, check cashers, pawn shops, and other high-fee services that cluster in struggling neighborhoods and market themselves as convenient solutions. Rivlin connects personal stories to corporate strategy, showing how business models are engineered around recurring crises like medical bills, job loss, and broken cars. He also examines regulation, political influence, and the limits of consumer choice when mainstream banking and affordable credit are out of reach. The result is a portrait of how poverty can be monetized at scale, and why escaping it can feel like running uphill on sand. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of Poverty, Inc. as a profitable ecosystem. A central theme is that poverty in America is not only a condition, but also a market segment. Rivlin describes how a network of businesses has evolved to serve people who lack savings, have thin credit files, or live far from mainstream banking. These companies present themselves as providing access and convenience, yet their profits often depend on customers remaining financially fragile. The book explores how fee-based revenue, repeat transactions, and short repayment cycles can turn small shortfalls into steady income streams for providers. It also highlights how this ecosystem tends to concentrate in specific geographies, creating corridors where alternatives are scarce and high-cost services are normalized. By linking personal hardship to business incentives, Rivlin frames the system as more than isolated bad actors. He shows how marketing, store placement, and product design capitalize on urgency and limited options. The topic sets up the book's broader argument that the working poor are not ignored by capitalism. They are actively targeted, measured, and monetized. Secondly, payday loans and the mechanics of debt churn. Rivlin devotes significant attention to payday lending as a model example of how short-term credit can become a long-term drain. The appeal is straightforward, quick cash with minimal underwriting for emergencies such as rent, utilities, or car repairs. The deeper story is how loan structures and timing can push borrowers into repeat borrowing, especially when repayment is due in a single lump sum near the next paycheck. The book explains the business logic of high annualized rates, add-on fees, and rollover behavior that turns a one-time fix into ongoing revenue. It also examines the ways lenders frame their products as a lifeline, while critics argue the loans function like a treadmill. Rivlin places this in the context of wage stagnation and unpredictable expenses, suggesting that many borrowers are not reckless but trapped by arithmetic. He also touches on regulatory battles, including state-level caps, industry workarounds, and the political influence that shapes how far reforms can go. Thirdly, rent-to-own retail and the high price of access. Another major topic is rent-to-own retail, which offers furniture, electronics, and appliances through weekly or monthly payments with a path to ownership. Rivlin explores why these stores appeal to customers who cannot qualify for traditional credit, do not have a credit card, or need items immediately. The book shows how the contracts often translate into total costs far above standard retail prices, while late fees and resets can extend the payment period. Rivlin illustrates how the industry markets dignity and convenience, emphasizing that customers can bring home a couch or refrigerator the same day. At the same time, he presents rent-to-own as a system that monetizes cash flow constraints, charging a premium for spreading payments over time. The topic also connects to broader issues of asset building when households pay multiples for basic goods. They lose money that could have gone to savings, education, or reliable transportation. This chapter of the poverty economy demonstrates how limited access to affordable credit reshapes the cost of everyday life. Fourthly, check cashers, prepaid cards, and being unbanked in a banked nation, Rivlin examines the financial infrastructure that replaces traditional banking for people shut out of it. Check cashing outlets, money orders, bill pay counters, and prepaid debit products fill practical needs, but they also impose cumulative fees on routine transactions. The book discusses why many households remain unbanked or underbanked, including minimum balance requirements, overdraft penalties, mistrust, past account closures, and the simple absence of branches in certain neighborhoods. Rivlin portrays how a paycheck, tax refund, or benefits payment can be sliced by charges before it even becomes usable money. He also highlights how these services often bundle convenience with cost, offering extended hours and quick processing, while mainstream banks may feel inaccessible or punitive. This topic underscores a key point: poverty is expensive not only in emergencies but also in ordinary cash management. By documenting the fee economy around basic functions like receiving income and paying bills, Rivlin shows how financial exclusion can operate as a quiet daily tax on people least able to afford it. Lastly, policy, regulation, and the struggle to change incentives. Beyond describing the industries, Rivlin explores the political and regulatory environment that allows high-cost poverty services to thrive. The book considers how state and federal rules shape interest rate limits, disclosures, licensing, and enforcement, and how companies adapt through product redesigns, partnerships, or jurisdiction shopping. Rivlin also looks at the influence of lobbying and campaign contributions, arguing that the profitability of poverty markets creates strong incentives to resist reform. At the same time, the book does not treat consumers as powerless. It highlights the complexity of personal choice when choices are constrained by time, transportation, and credit access. This topic also raises the question of alternatives, including community banking, credit unions, employer-based small-dollar loans, and stronger consumer protections. The underlying challenge is incentive alignment. As long as business success depends on repeated financial distress, reforms must address structural gaps like wage volatility, healthcare costs, and banking access. Rivlin's policy discussion frames poverty markets as a governance issue as much as a consumer one. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand how the working poor navigate money in America, including journalists, policy students, social workers, and anyone who has wondered why small financial setbacks so often spiral into long-term instability. It will also resonate with consumers who have used payday loans, pawn shops, rent-to-own stores, or check cashers and want a clearer view of the system around those choices. The benefit is practical, as well as Civic Rivlin helps readers see the hidden price tags attached to being unbanked, to lacking savings, and to living with volatile income. That awareness can improve personal decision-making, but it also clarifies why individual budgeting advice is often insufficient when fees, access barriers, and product design stack the deck. Compared with similar books about inequality, Broke USA stands out for focusing on the businesses that intermediate poverty and for explaining their incentives in plain, on the ground detail rather than theory alone. It is worth buying because it connects personal stories, corporate strategy, and regulation into one coherent picture of how poverty becomes profitable, and why changing outcomes requires changing the marketplace itself. If you would like to support Gary Rivlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.